Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. Our scripture reading today printed in your bulletin is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we rejoice that we are gathered here today to sing praises to your name and to worship you who is worthy. For there is nothing else in this world or this universe or in existence in any way, shape, or form that is worthy of praise but you. And you have gathered us together by the power of your word and by the work of the Holy Spirit within us, that we would be encouraged to serve you, to worship you, and to proclaim you. And I pray that you guide each of our lives and our steps to walk in holiness and righteousness and in truth. I pray for the Spirit of God to descend upon this place and to lift us up, to listen to the voice of the Word of God, and to serve you. That lives would be changed and transformed because only you can do it. That we would worship you in spirit and in truth to bring all honor and glory to you. And Father, I do pray that you be with our pastor and his wife as they are in Portland. Bless them and guide them by your right hand and strengthen them to proclaim your message of hope, to be encouragers to their family and to those that they encounter with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that you be with Kim Staskis as he has had to fly out to Tulsa, that you be with him and give him wisdom, direction, and guidance. Bless him in this time that he will be away as well. Pray for Adrian and Rahel Menig as they are taking a tour and traveling various parts of the state of the United States. And Lord, I especially lift up to you Mildred Plicka, who has some surgery scheduled in October, and pray for your calmness upon her heart and her spirit, for you to guide the surgeons in wisdom and knowledge to do and accomplish greatness in you. And for my father, who is having bad shoulder and back pain, that, Lord, I pray for the therapy to work and that he won't need the surgery, but you would bless him by the power of your word, by the power of your healing spirit, to have life and strength, to have wisdom and knowledge in you, to serve you with all that is in him. And Father, we thank you for the missionaries that we have throughout this world, and Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, David and Denise Rhodes in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante Maruja Rabinas in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, and for those that are close by, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center here in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, and Daniel and Miriam Lacey as he is entering in a new time and a new ministry dealing with those that drive the cars as well. And be with Fred and Carol Lewis for the U.S. Center for World Missions. Bless each of these missionaries with your word and the love of Jesus Christ, with the gospel of Jesus Christ to guide them, to direct them, and to help them to reach out into this world with the hope. And Father, I pray for your blessing upon the offering that is about to be partaken, and that we thank you, Lord, that we don't need to gather around and cry out continually for money, for your people provide. In you, Lord, are the greatness of our provision. We pray for your hand of peace and grace and mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
One thing I neglected to mention earlier is that the ladies' Bible study will resume tomorrow evening, and this study is on Daniel. Questions, if you have any, you could be directed to Mary Tomlinson or Karen Kruger for more details on the location and times. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of 2 Samuel? And if you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 378. We will be reading 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodibar. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, "I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread alway at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, "According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth," said the king, "he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons." And Mephibosheth had a young son, whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for the scriptures which reveal the great mercy you have shown us in Christ. We know we've done nothing to merit your favor, yet you have done this amazing thing. You have called us to yourself. You've drawn us to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are eternally grateful that only by your grace that you sent him to save sinners, sinners such as we are. By the Holy Spirit, help us to respond to such great love by our love for him, that we may demonstrate it by our obedience to what he's commanded. We pray now for your servant, our brother, and our teacher, Ramil Yalde. Bless him as he comes to bring the message from the scriptures which you would have us hear today. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, so that we may conduct our lives according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?